We turn now to the BBC's Jeremy Bowen in the Syrian capital, Damascus. He's been getting reaction there to the so-called Russian proposal that Syria put its chemical weapons under international control.
Well, I reached a very senior Syrian official on the telephone who said to me, we absolutely accept the proposal. This is a win-win for all parties. This will allow everybody concerned in the crisis to climb down and to leave it with faces saved. So that seems to me to be, from the Syrian side, a very positive response to it.
Do Syrians you've spoken with, common Syrians, average Syrians, how do they feel about it?
Well, I think that there are a lot of people here, no matter what their political perspective on Assad, who would be very pleased if the threat of an American strike was taken away. There are, of course, people who support the armed opposition who would be very disappointed if the Americans didn't go ahead and strike. In fact, the man who has got the nominal role of commander of the Free Syria Army, in practice, a lot of the units don't actually follow his orders, but he says that he wants American strikes whatever happens, because, of course, people in the armed opposition felt it would be a way of evening the balance at the very least, maybe even giving them the advantage that they've never had against President Assad's forces.
Right, so that's a rebel commander, a rebel spokesperson. Now, have you spoken with anyone in Damascus who supports U.S. airstrikes?
You know, I haven't found anybody who says, yeah, go ahead and bomb. We did manage to get an interview through a third party with someone in the rebel-held suburbs who said absolutely that. It's the kind of thing which here maybe people might keep to themselves in the part of Damascus which I'm in, which is controlled by the regime. You know, I think one interesting question that people have been asking here is how serious Secretary Kerry was when he made his proposal, if that indeed is what it was, in London, it seemed to me, watching it as well on the TV, that it was a strange way to propose a major policy shift in an off-the-cuff answer to a journalist. So it makes me wonder just how serious it was at the time. Also, the State Department and Secretary Kerry himself started backing away from the idea almost as soon as it had escaped his lips. Is it the case that he gaffed in some way? Is it the case the Russians then picked it up and ran with it? Or had they been discussing this perhaps privately during the G20? I mean, this is a lot of speculation here. Who knows?
Tell us what it is like in Damascus now, because I saw your television report recently, and it just does not look like a city that is potentially on the verge of war.
No, it absolutely does not. It's a city which is very much affected by more than 2 years of civil war. But if you just look at it, I'm sitting on a balcony now, and the cars are moving. It's quite quiet. People don't go out very much at night. There's a fear of kidnapping. There's a fear of crime, which has all increased since the civil war started, which was a pretty safe city before that, with a lot of nightlife. The thing is that even though there is this look that it's not a city at war, that's really an illusion, because not just the increase in crime that I've spoken about, on the edge of the city there are these rebel-held suburbs, which are regularly shelled by the regime's forces. In fact, in the 20 minutes or so before we started to talk, there were some loud explosions near me, which was salvos, outgoing fire, going into the rebel-held suburbs, which is probably about 5 or 6 miles from here. So that's part of the soundtrack as well. Plus, of course, because this civil war has been so violent and so devastating, I don't think there's a family in the whole of Syria, including Damascus, who haven't been touched by it in some way.
All right, Jeremy, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
The BBC's Jeremy Bowen in Damascus there.